A historic black church in Washington, D.C., vandalized by members of the Proud Boys, has secured the far-right group's naming rights. The case stems from a night in December 2020 when Proud Boys tore down and destroyed a Black Lives Matter sign at the Metropolitan African Methodist Episcopal Church during a rally for President Donald Trump, who had lost re-election. A judge on Monday, February 3rd, stripped the group of control over the trademark Proud Boys and barred it from selling any merchandise with either its name or its symbols without consent of the church. This comes after a separate June 2023 ruling when a judge ordered the Proud Boys to pay the church $2.8 million in compensation for the vandalism, which the church never received, according to court documents. The new ruling clears the way for the church to take any money the Proud Boys might make by selling merchandise. How is the church responding? If they thought we would be afraid, they were wrong. The church's pastor, William H. Lamar IV, told CBS Money, "There are many people with us and who stand with us." How is the Proud Boys group responding? The Proud Boys' former leader, Enrique Terrio, released a statement to the New York Times that said in part, "I fear nothing. With God as my strength and guide, I stand firm." Terrio also criticized the judge's 2023 decision. The judge put a $1 million settlement on a $40 sign, Terrio told the Washington Post. The judge said replacing the sign and taking steps to protect the church cost around $36,000 after the church called the Proud Boys' actions acts of terror in its lawsuit. The judge agreed, calling the Proud Boys' conduct hateful and overtly racist. What role did the Proud Boys have in the January 6th Capitol riots? The Proud Boys have a history of violence, with the group's leaders being sentenced for their role in the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. While Terrio was not in D.C. during the Capitol riot, he was sentenced to 22 years in federal prison for seditious conspiracy and obstructing a congressional proceeding. A judge called him the ultimate leader of the insurrections. Trump granted clemency to Terrio and other leaders of the Proud Boys last month, while also pardoning roughly 1,500 January 6th defendants.